Today was bring your kid to work day for grade niners.
Oh, was it?
And so my daughter, like 14 years old, is at work with me, and she built her own computer.
Really?
Yeah, a Core i5. She built it with 8 gigs of RAM and a 500 gig hard drive. She slapped Windows 10 in there and then said, oh, I don't really want this, Dad, but I do want to be able to do FL Studio. So what can we do? So we put Linux Mint 19.4 in there as a dual boot.
Oh, that's perfect.
So now she's turning on her computer, her new computer that she built at the office, and it's asking, do you want Linux Mint or do you want Windows? And she jumps into Windows 10 when she wants to do music production. She jumps into Linux when she wants to do her usual
stuff.
Gotta
love the dual boot.
Yeah! Nice. So, I'm so excited about, like, my kids are getting to that age where they're at that age where they're doing their own thing, they're showing their own talents, and it's like, wow, you can... Like, my kid just built her own computer.
I'm excited mine don't eat glue anymore.
And she also doesn't do that. But and then she, like, progressed to install FL Studio 20. She's, like, creating her own music. She created 3 new songs today at Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Oh, nice.
On her new computer that she just built. That's dual booted with Windows 10 and Linux Mint.
Wow.
And she's creating music in FL Studio with some new plugins that she's found and like all this kind of stuff.
Now, is Take Your Kid to Work Day still the same as when I was a kid? Like I had to go back and write a report about what I did.
Now it's in color.
I'm not that old. But I mean, like she still has to do a report about what she learned and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat?
Because if that's the case, if that's the case, have her play her music. Be like, yeah, I went there, I built a computer, and I made music. So, boom.
Yeah, mic drop.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go, kids.
A plus.
All you accountant kids, in your face, yo.
No, I tried. We were talking about that with my son this morning. He's like, "When's Take Your Kid to Work Day?" I'm like, "Well, it's grade 9, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like early November.
How old's Owen?
He's in grade 8. He'll be 13 next week."
Yeah, yeah, because he's just a little younger than Tally.
Yeah. So being a grade 8, he's looking forward to it. And we were talking about it this morning, going, well, Dad, what would you do if I went to work with you? I'm like, we'd work on contracts.
Yeah, you're in like politics and like union.
And legal and all that kind of stuff. And he's like,
Owen.
Contracts. I'm like, dude, it's exciting. And he's like,
It reminds me of when I did the
Don't
when
show
I was the
him
kid
the show,
on Take
yeah.
Your Kid to Work Day. And, and my dad worked at a factory. So literally, you know the mind-numbing witness training that you have at the beginning of any job?
Yes.
Was that week?
That was that day.
Wow.
Because you weren't allowed to go into the actual factory until you had done all this training.
Oh, right. So it's just a safety thing.
Yeah. And it's legit, but it was just like, this is your introduction to the workforce. 6 hours of this boring training and then a quick tour around the factory.
See, I'm so fortunate that at least I have the flexibility at my job to be able to say, okay, like, let's make this fun for her today.
Right.
And we, like, I did my best to do some fun activities and build your own computer and build, you know, like, what do you want it to do?
Built her own computer and she gets to bring it home?
Yeah.
Like, that's
And then
we got a doggy bag like that from Take a Kid to Work Day.
This is not what I got either.
A Core i5 with 8 gigs and 500 gig hard drive.
I was at the mechanic shop. I'm glad I didn't get oil.
There's this flat screen, widescreen monitor like this sitting on the e-waste pile. So I'm like, I wonder what's up with that. And so we plug that in. And of course, Dad here, Robbie, is like the guy who's like been over the. If you've been following the show, you know over the past couple of years, I've been working on learning how to repair microelectronics and doing some soldering and stuff like that. So here's this nice BenQ monitor sitting on the e-waste pile that somebody just brought in, and it's e-waste, so they want to get rid of it. Took it apart. Took the bezel off and pulled the monitor out, pulled out the power supply, because of course the power supply is going to be the problem, right?
Yeah.
3 capacitors burnt out.
That's it.
2 of them are 1,000 microfarad, 10 volt capacitors. Like everybody who is interested in electronics has 1,000 microfarad capacitors sitting in their toolbox. Like I have an assortment of them. And then there's one that's a 25 volt, is 680 microfarad capacitor. Those 3 capacitors were burned out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, Jeff, when I did the gigabit switch.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That switch had 1,000 microfarad.
Right, okay.
10 volt capacitors.
Yeah.
So I had to buy in bulk, like a bag for $12, and I got a whole bunch of them.
No big deal.
So I already have a whole bunch of them left over, because I repaired that.
That's
and
right,
I proved
yeah.
that, hey, just a couple of soldering joints, and boom, I can fix this device. So I have those capacitors. Great. The extra capacitor, the 680 microfarad, $12.
So now she's got a brand new wicked size monitor.
Yes. Yeah. From the e-waste pile. So not only have I given my daughter now this wicked BenQ monitor, flat screen, it still has the, it actually still has the plastic wrap on it.
Oh,
like it's
goodness.
That new. Like the person didn't even
I'm sorting
the plastic
through your
wrap.
E-waste tomorrow.
Yeah, but it didn't work. The power supply was burned out.
Right.
So like somebody would plug it in and it doesn't work. So like what do? You throw it in the e-waste,
well,
you buy a new one.
What's great is that you've now taken that out of the landfill.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So now we, of course, do e-waste, so it's responsible recycling.
Yeah.
So we dissect those devices and we recycle the components. But when you look at something like that, and it's like, okay, this is going to cost me $12 to fix it.
Yeah, that's
to make it work.
That's not bad.
And put this on the desk for my kid with an i5 computer from the e-waste pile
that's cool.
She has now built herself. Like, that's a good feeling as a dad to be able to pull that together. So
that's awesome.
Everybody has that, like, that scenario to be able to do that for bring your kid to work day.
Yeah.
But I think that was cool.
Now you're going to have a whole bunch of kids be like, Mommy, can I go to your place?
Yeah, not only that, you've got kids all across the globe watching this episode going, Dad, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, why are you an accountant?
Why would you give me a computer?
If you're an accountant, I'm sorry. It's really cool. We all need you. We all need you. But
yeah, you know what's fun? Numbers.
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Okay, we've got 10 hours. Here's a calculator, kid.